What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 337th 38th. Merry Christmas.
It's not Christmas yet.
No, it's, well, for some people they might be listening to. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 338th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I am your host, SBJ. Will is back from Hawaii.
Correct. I have a little bit of advice for everybody that my friend Cole tried to give me some advice and I didn't listen to him, but let me pass along this advice because he was correct. Do not get a tattoo before you get on an airplane. Just don't do it. Big mistake. I survived, but boy, that's a painful process.
Will is back from Hawaii. Greg is here.
Hello, Meli Kalikimaka, Will.
Meli Kalikimaka, it's the thing you say on a warm Hawaiian Christmas day.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, goodness.
You can just kick me right off, right, just like that. Man.
Yep.
I know all the tricks.
Yeah. Been waiting.
Hopefully everyone has a good holiday, regardless of if you celebrate or not. I would assume if you're not celebrating, there are probably... What's open on Christmas now? More things are open on Christmas than normal.
Like, yeah. You can go see a movie, which I've done.
You can go out
to eat, which I've also done.
That's what I'm going to do.
Is it still the whole, like, only Chinese places are open?
Heck no. I'm going to the Four Seasons for my Christmas dinner.
Heck no.
Yeah. There's a lot of restaurants that are open for specifically Christmas things or Christmas, like, events. But then there's just a bunch of also restaurants. Chinese restaurants are included, although a lot more Chinese Americans and Chinese in general celebrate Christmas, so your results may vary. But some Chinese restaurants are open, but a lot of other restaurants are open. So if you just want to go out and have a nice meal, go out, probably go to a place that's not having like a specific Christmas brunch if you want to avoid holiday stuff.
Because that's going to be pricey.
It's going to be pricey. A lot of movie theaters are open because people get real bored. So
yeah.
You know, they're sick of their families, so they go see a movie. So I've done that as well. I've done a lot of things around the holidays when I didn't want to deal with family, but generally end up dealing with family.
Will, how was Hawaii? You went with your mom.
Yes, it was lovely. I went to all of my favorite places to visit in Hawaii. So
Akala.
No, I only stayed on Oahu, the one island. I did not travel to any of the other islands. The ferry was not operational. So,
oh, it wasn't?
and I didn't have a Charizard to fly on. So
No Malasadas?
You know what? I didn't have any Malasadas this time. And I did have an awful lot of Kalua pork. And I also had pork lau laus. I had too many pork lau laus, which I think made me a little sick to my stomach. But you put a pork lau lau in front of Will, I'm going to eat it.
All right.
Did you go to like a bunch of luau's? Did you find a tiki?
No. I just went to some like plate lunch places, stuff like that.
Yeah. We just don't have a lot of Pokemon news here. We are doing two episodes tonight. We're doing this week's episode and then next week's episode all packed in one because I will be gone next week. Well, I'll be around, but...
You'll be around.
We'll actually all be around,
strangely enough.
Yeah. Just not in a position to record next week as I'm getting married in like 7 days of this episode going up. So we're doing two episodes tonight. There's not a lot of Pokemon news. We'll go through it. And then next week's episode will be just emails that we're catching up through the week and whatnot. It's a slow time for Pokemon in general, usually at this point. But we do got a little bit of news. So let's kick off here. Let's start with some Pokemon Go news. This was published on December 14th. Delibird and friends return to Pokemon Go holiday 2018. Did we talk about this last week?
We did.
Yeah, because it was the beep.
Oh, yeah. It was the beeping and bopping.
Well, that was the Pikachu, Robot Pikachu beep. But then later, yes, we did talk about how Delibird can be purple.
Yes. So the thing to keep in mind that I wanted to bring back up is this part is over, but from December 18th through 22nd, it was Double Candy. That's over. While this episode is up and while you are doing your Christmas ham eating, I usually did ham on Christmas. I know some people do turkey.
Yeah. Or roast beef.
Yeah.
Arby's?
No. Homemade roast beef. It's not that hard to roast a beef.
So roasting beef is easier than roasting a turkey, that's for sure.
Yeah, because the beef can't kill you.
I think the only roast beef I've ever had is Arby's roast beef.
What?
Oh, my.
I don't know. Arby's pretty okay. The Arby's sauce?
Greg, put it on the list. We're roasting a beef for Steve's bachelor party.
We apparently are now because...
Will I have Arby's sauce?
No.
What?
Make Arby's sauce is Arby's so homemade Arby's good. Sauce.
Arby's sauce is horseradish sauce watered down.
No, horseradish sauce is like white and smells funny. Arby's sauce is like the color of ketchup, but a little bit more runny and a little tangy.
Oh, you mean their barbecue sauce? Arby's barbecue sauce?
It's just called Arby's sauce.
It's horseradish mixed with ketchup. That's all it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
I think if this is what I'm thinking about, And no, we're not going to have that hot garbage. What is wrong with you and your food? You are the worst food person.
Here's the real Pokemon Go news.
Yeah.
I now have 6 Corsola.
Oh!
There you go.
Ranging in CP from 18 to 935.
I'm swimming in Corsola.
I don't have any.
How'd you get so many Corsola?
Pokemon Worlds.
They were just throwing them around down there?
Yeah, it was the exclusive for that. I have at least 30 Corsola.
Wow.
And I need to get... Somebody please trade me these Corsolas. They're taking up my box space.
I'll take a Corsola.
I feel weird throwing them away because some people want them, so they're taking up too much of my space.
Greg, I'll give you a Corsola. I'll give you a real nice Corsola.
I'll give you one, too.
Yeah.
You have two.
I only want one.
Well, you're getting two.
Ugh. Fine.
Just not on the same day, because I think it special trades locks you out. But speaking of Pokemon Go, from December 22nd to December 26th, double Stardust when you catch a Pokemon.
Well, then it makes it easier to trade, even if you're not best friends.
There you go. And from December 26th to December 30th, double XP when you catch a Pokemon. And finally, Niantic, so nice to have an event during my wedding when everyone is coming. So when you're dancing on my dance floor, or maybe you're celebrating my wedding at home in your socks.
Of course. Be sure to keep your eyes on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, because I'll be sending out the alert when it's time to officially start your at-home Steve's wedding celebration.
Yeah, we'll have a countdown clock.
From December 30th to January 2nd, incubators will be twice as effective. So which makes sense when you're dancing, you get to hatch those eggs faster. And you can disappoint yourself with the lack of shinies or munchlaxes or mantikes, whatever come out of these eggs that you're not going to get anyways because they're incredibly rare.
Hot news flash. I won't be doing any dancing at your wedding. So
no, you're not a dancer?
I'm not a dancer. Heck no.
What? Look, dance with me
once. I've got rules to enforce. I got people to strong arm. I don't have time to be shaking a leg.
One dance, Will. One. You can pick the song. I mean, if we're doing a jig to a funeral march, then that's what we're doing.
I think if there's one thing that the three of us know, there'll be no picking of any songs because Irene, I'm sure, has that on lockdown and it's all going to be K-pop.
Specifically BTS.
That's not entirely true. I know some of the things that are in there. That's not 100%. There are other things in the mix.
Maybe I will hatch an egg at the wedding. We'll see how things go. I got a lot of responsibility.
I think I'm getting a chatot at the wedding.
Nope. I already told you. We were locking that down.
Oh my gosh. No, I want the chatot.
Nope. You're not getting any.
I want my wedding chatot.
We're gonna get person X completely wasted so that they don't know what they're doing and eating up all those special trades.
I mean, person X is from Australia, so they don't know how Americans sneak and steal phones and start trading all their good Pokemon while they're intoxicated.
Yep.
The secret is person X's wife actually has the chatot.
Well, no,
I gave away the secret.
a true American wedding. Some other Pokemon Go news here. Raid battles forge into the new year with legendary Pokemon Heatran. One could argue one of the more forgettable legendary Pokemon.
What? They had that great movie.
Here's what I'll never forget. On Friday morning, or was it Friday morning or Saturday? Saturday morning, my last walk, because I took a walk every morning while I was in Hawaii. I walk out of the hotel. I get to the corner of Ala Moana and Kalia Street, and I see three people standing there, and they're looking at their phones and poking at their phones. And I said, "Is there a raid?" And they said, "It just ended. Look, it's Heatran." And I said, "Oh,
womp!
You could have got a Hawaii Heatran."
Yes, Hawaii Alolan Heatran. It's actually an ice type. What?
It's an ice poison type.
Ooh, nice, good combo.
Heatran's weird. It's like the forgotten Gen 4 Pokemon. Like everyone remembers Sinnoh as like Darkrai and Palkia and Dialga and Cresselia, and then the lake spirits, and then Heatran's just over in like its volcano being itself.
It doesn't need you to feel valued. Yeah, it knows basically. Its worth.
And now it's just low budget Volcanion at this point.
I mean, it was an Arceus and the Jewel of Life, which is the good movie.
It's good. Somebody brought this up the other day, and they were like, "Yeah, Heatran was in this movie," and I was like, "I love that movie," and I remember like Ash being on top of the cliff talking to Arceus and everything, but like I don't remember Heatran at all. But now it's like near the end of the movie when everything's like collapsing.
Wasn't Heatran on the TV show on the Pokemon Ranger episodes, or like a Pokemon Ranger episode?
He has
he made a main series debut in Pokemon Ranger Heatran Rescue.
There you go.
What was that YouTube series? He has one of those too.
Origins?
Yeah.
No. Origins was the four-part red and blue thing.
It was Pokemon Generations?
Generations,
yeah. He has a Generation episode.
When are we
going to
finish reviewing
those
episodes?
Well.
4 years later.
4 years later. I felt like every episode we reviewed, Travis got closer and closer to insanity.
I mean, you say that like it's a bad thing.
Heatran is the only legendary Pokemon, I believe, that can be either a boy or a girl.
Oh, it's gendered?
Cresselia is only girl. Yeah, I believe so.
All right, we need to verify this. Come on, internet.
Yeah.
Although it's
first
male
part of
or
trivia.
Female.
First part of trivia, Heatran is the only legendary Pokemon that can be male or female. Also, Heatran has no other type combination as any other Pokemon. Heatran also has the most double resistance of all Pokemon, with five being Steel, Bug, Grass, Ice, and Fairy.
Oh, nice.
And there's no other Fire Steel? Really?
Nope, because fire melts the steel.
And Heatran is the only Pokemon from Generation 7 that cannot obtain its hidden ability, which then you're going to say, what's its hidden ability? And I'm going to let you know that it's Flame Body, which is pretty good.
All right, we're going to have to pause recording for the next hour because Pokemon of the Week is now ruined.
I'm just kidding.
Heatran's all right, I guess. I don't know. I don't have an affinity for it.
I mean, it's nice.
You know what's a really good pseudo legendary Pokemon that also has the ability Flame Body?
Talonflame?
Volcarona.
Are we considering Volcarona that pseudo legendary? Mm.
I mean, it is, because you have to go to that underground cavern to get it. And then you can breed all you want, but.
What? But just. No. You can get Mandibuzz on like a specific day and also Black and White too, and it's just chilling out like Volcarona is chilling out.
What? I'm talking about original Black and White when Volcarona was first revealed. You had to solve the underground puzzle.
I thought all pseudo legendaries have base stats of 600. I mean, we're debating over a fan made term at this point, but
yeah,
basically,
pseudo legendary. I thought were stat based.
Yeah, and Volcarona's sitting at 550.
Fine, whatever. I thought it was because you could only get one in the game, and you had to go through that secret trial to get it and everything.
I got some trivia about Volcarona, though. Volcarona and its pre-evolution.
There's nothing trivial about Volcarona, sir.
Are the only Pokemon that are neither legendary nor mythical that can learn a move upon reaching level 100.
Oh.
Ooh.
Which is conf- Fiery Dance.
Wait, they each learn something different.
Oh, really? What does Larvesta
learn? Yeah, because that's the thing is Volcarona, if you evolve it, then it has higher special attack. And if you leave it at Larvesta, it has higher physical attack. So Larvesta learns a lot of physical moves and Volcarona learns a lot of special moves.
Oh, well, what's his face? Larvesta can learn Flare Blitz at level 100.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a split at whatever. Larvesta doesn't evolve to Volcarona until a really high level, but right then they split. And then that's your lesson for the day. It's one of the, because Volcarona is one of my absolute favorite Pokemon. So.
And people said Black and White had bad Pokemon.
I don't know who those people are, but they're not friends of mine.
Heatran will be in Pokemon Go from December 18th through January 15th. So you have plenty of time to catch him or her. There'll be, what, 8 of us next weekend together, Will? So we could probably catch a Heatran. Granted, yeah. You take me to a place that has civilization.
You know where we're going, don't you?
There's no promise of that.
Wait,
no, I don't.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was counting on him to drive.
Yeah, well, I said you were going to have to take care of that part. Also, I need to remember what time we're supposed to get there. Well, this is an off-podcast conversation.
That's true. Also, I know one of the people getting here is renting a car, so I don't know if that takes an account of anything.
It does.
Okay. That one person I'm talking about is not Will, because I already asked Will if he was renting a car, and he said no.
Nope.
Okay.
Uber. Oof, no.
No.
Some other Pokemon Go news. Pokemon news. We're done with Pokemon Go. Oh, we're not done with Pokemon Go. I closed this.
We're never done with Pokemon
Go.
Yeah,
I closed this thing. This is our last thing to talk about as things are falling off my desk. Trainers, the DNA Pokemon Deoxys has tested the strength of trainers in EX battles, EX raids, and has now changed form. Attack form Deoxys will be available in EX raid battles with more power than previously seen. So make sure your team is prepared. The psychic type mythical Pokemon will be available to challenge beginning at the next cycle of EX raids after December 20th. So you get an EX raid after December 20th, which is now.
Pretend like it's tough. Like 100 people don't show up and beat it in 5 seconds.
Also, doesn't attack form Deoxys have like worse defense than like Pidgey or something weird like that? Like it is not strong at all.
Well, I don't know. I'll never get an invite.
Well,
and like my coworker has gotten invites, and he's like, "You can come with me." And I'm like, every single time, it's been a time when I couldn't go with him.
Will, are you new to EX raids? You can become eligible to receive an EX raid pass when you win a raid battle at a qualifying gym.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to see which gym can host an EX raid through a handy tag when you look at those gym details. EX raids will give you a date and a time when you are able to challenge attack form Deoxys. So mark your calendar and prepare your Pokemon for an epic battle.
Does that advertisement say anything about me having a full-time job that requires me to be there from 8:30 to 5 p.m. every day?
Nope.
Yeah, it doesn't say that here in my advertising voice.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's
it's
cool
as
though.
If they don't care.
I like EX
attack
raids.
Form's defense drops to base 20. So,
ooh,
and
yikes.
Special defense also drops to base 20. So,
glass cannon.
Yeah,
as we say on Twitch, that's a big yikes from me, dog.
Is that really what you say on Twitch?
It's like a Twitch meme thing. It's like
it's a Twitch. It's a Twitcher Twitch.
This is why I don't go on Twitch too much anymore.
PogChamp. That's popular.
I know PogChamp.
PogChamp has evolved. It used to be PogChamp. Now people say Poggers.
Poggers.
Poggers. Now it's just Pog.
Do you know what Pog is?
Yeah, the game with Alf.
Alf?
What?
The alien that eats cats?
Wait, hold on. We're opening up a can of worms, so I don't think this podcast is ready to handle.
What do you mean?
Alf eats cats?
Yeah, Alf's the alien.
The alien.
From the Alf TV show eats cats.
The one that goes, yo!
Yeah.
That was his whole thing.
That was the whole thing, was the cat eating.
Really?
He ate cat. It's yeah.
I'm showing how young I am, I guess.
Well, also how bad that show was.
All right, let's take it one more step back. Yes, Pog is a game that you would play with cats from juice bottles of Pog juice, which is passion fruit, orange, guava juice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But
it's a Hawaiian drink.
Isn't the Twitch Pog come from Play of the Game? Play of the Game, P-O-G, Pog?
No, I think it comes from a guy whose face was captured in the Pog Champ emoticon.
I don't know the history of, I know the dude who they based Pog Champ off of, but like, I know he is a person, and I know, I saw the clip where they clipped it from, but I don't know why it's actually called Pog Champ. But the yikes, the big yikes. That used to be the hot stuff, but now people have just switched to oof, which I can't get behind the oof, because oof's origins have started from Roblox, because the character, when it dies, it goes oof, but now people are just saying oof. But now, because I know it's tainted with Roblox, I'll stick with the big yikes.
Now I know my age, I don't know what Roblox is.
Oof came from Oofta, which is Minnesotan.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's where it started. Originally, when people say oof, it's the same thing as saying Oofta, but they dropped the da off of it.
Yeah, but we can't trust Minnesota because they play the duck duck goose wrong.
Yup.
No, they do not. We play it correctly. We play it duck duck gray duck, and the rest of you people are not right.
And Roblox is just knockoff Legos?
Knockoff Minecraft.
Oh, it's even worse.
I mean, granted, Minecraft is terrible because the person who made it's terrible and it's all tainted and horrible.
I think we've gone down this rat hole far enough. We've found the rat.
Oofta.
Activities.pokemon.com is a website. It's just...
no, it's not.
It is. Activities.pokemon.com. It takes you to a holiday page. You
this
can access
site cannot be reached. Liar.
Well, activities.
Make sure to put the S on HTTPS.
What's even easier is you just go to pokemon.com and you click the red button that says Happy Holidays and it will take you there.
Oh man, that art is so good.
It's really good.
Good holiday art. There's actually a pretty hard hidden object game that you can find on the website. It has a card creator, it has some gift tags creators. It shows you the popular Pokemon gifts for the season, and of course, it's advertising PokemonCenter.com, which does have some holiday stuff. And this month on Pokemon TV, which is still an app that you can download for free and watch, you know, multiple episodes of the anime for free, is updated with a bunch of ice type episodes. And PokemonCenter.com has a bunch of Christmas stuff, which I'm actually curious if the day after Christmas, the stuff will go on sale/clearance.
That would be nice, because I'm broke. Because something about Hawaii, it ain't cheap.
Oh, no, it's not.
But yeah, Pokemon Center has some nice stuff.
Hold on, I'm trying to find stuff in this pile
it's
of
very
keychains.
Hard.
It's not easy.
No, the keychain stuff is hard. I was lying to you guys.
I can't find the Bulbasaur.
I know, it's very difficult.
Well, you got to move stuff out of the way is the problem.
I know, but they don't move the way I want them to.
No. That's kind of true.
But I'm already up to trying to find the Charizard, so.
Dang, no, but there's tons of Charizards on my screen. I just can't find the
Bulbasaur.
Yeah,
they go away. They all were on that screen, and now they're gone.
It's a very hard game. But if you want to play it, Pokemon.com. Click the red act. It might be gone by the time this episode is up. I have no clue.
Nah, they keep that stuff up forever.
Yeah, no one's working.
It really works because now I want to buy an Alolan Vulpix in a little
cute
outfit.
I know, it's so cute.
Wait, I think I found the bolt. Oh, there's not the bolt.
Nice work. Found the Charizard. Now I'm moving up to Eevee. Look at me. I've only been doing this for a minute 20. This is riveting podcasting.
Oh, as you guys are finding stuff, sorry, last bit of Pokemon Go news. Shiny Sandshrew is now available to worldwide. I think we talked about this a week or two ago that there was a Sandshrew event. A Shiny Sandshrew was locked to that event. Now that event is over. So yeah, that is available. Finally, last bit of news before we take our break. This is from Scyther Sensei from Slack. From our Attic channel, who the Attics get to submit any news that they find, and we will report on in case we miss anything. But there are new Pokemon stickers in Line. If you use that messaging app, it is very popular in China and Japan and Korea. Not as popular in the United States, but you can use it if you want. But there are a lot more Pokemon stickers just recently added to it. Use Line if you want to use Line.
I used to use Line, but nobody was on it, so I don't use it anymore.
That's the problem.
Maybe we should start using Line.
We should. I mean, I talk to Scyther Sensei occasionally and read things in pretend I can read Japanese. Also, I found everything in 2 minutes and 9 seconds. So
you found all six?
Yep.
Jeez. I'm still stuck on Bulbasaur.
Stuck on the first one for like 30 minutes, and I was like, what am I doing with my life?
I mean, I am the best.
Finding stuff in piles.
Finding stuff in piles. If you need me to find something through your piles, let me know.
Have you ever been to the Guggenheim Museum in New York City?
Yeah, but way back in the 80s.
Well, okay, so the last time I was there, it was an exhibition by an artist who his whole concept was he would just make piles of stuff. And then they would give you a bag at the beginning of, like, at your start of the tour. And then you would pick stuff out of the pile and put it in your bag and you could keep it. This kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, a little bit, only you don't get to keep this stuff.
Well, you can if you pay for it.
Maybe pay for it. I already paid for it with 2 minutes of my life.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we just have our question of the week, and we have our Pokemon of the week. And just a nice little tight bow of an episode for you guys, so we'll be right... Oh!
What?
Not what? Pokemon news, but a huge thing.
Oh.
In my eyes. The person who does our music, they do our intro, the break music. There's a new break song this week, so I hope you enjoy it.
Man, I need to listen to the show to hear these break songs.
There was a Christmas website that did the top 10 Christmas albums of 2018. And Nick Burgess, is it Burgess or Burgess?
Burgess, Burgess.
Burgess.
Nicholas Burgess.
It's like burger if you pronounced burger improperly.
Oh, right. I can never mess up a beautiful word like burger.
You would never eat if you messed up a word like burger.
I finally found the Bulbasaur.
He starved.
Nick's Christmas album.
Christmas Gold.
Christmas Gold.
Available
Xmas
through Bandcamp.
Xmas Gold.
Xmas Gold.
X stands for Christ.
Not only made it onto the top 10 Christmas albums of 2018, but the number 2 Christmas album. I'm not familiar with the site, but they review Christmas stuff. They review albums and music and stuff, but they did the top 10 Christmas albums, and Nick's album made it at number 2, so awesome.
I guess I should listen to that album.
One of his songs ended up on my coveted playlist, so...
Dang.
It was not a guarantee, but I did put one on there.
It's on Spotify. You can buy it on Bandcamp. Well, I'll probably list it in the show notes below if you wanted some new Christmas music or whatnot, but if you want to support Nick, he does good stuff. He does all our break music, like I said, and all our intro music.
All of these stuff cuties were so cute until I got to the Mew one, and the Mew one looks bad.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not ideal, but, you know, here we are. It was the last thing you had to find, and nobody wanted to find it.
That's the one I found the fastest. 5 minutes and 29 seconds.
We'll be right back. They dropped the ball on the word splash. There probably could have been, like, making a zap, making a beep, 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 making a... Making beeps. Making a beep, beep, beep. Making beeps.
That's a beep, 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 beep.
You want a beep, 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 beep,
beep. Put on a shirt.
Making a beep, 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 beep. Making a bop. I mean beep, 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 beep.
That's a 2018 beep right there.
What a beep, 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 beep.
And we are back from our break. let's do our question of the week.
It is time for the question of the week.
Oh, you put a holiday spin on that. Geez. I was going to say if we were going to duet, and now...
How can you even compete?
Let's see if we can do a duet. Right. Give me a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for question of the week. No, I was doing the baseline. Oh, wow. With the holiday theme. You're supposed to just do the same melody.
I was.
And Steve, you were supposed to keep your mouth shut.
Steve was real bad. It went off the rails real fast. But then I was like interested in what he was doing because it was so bad.
Oh, his singing is so bad it can make good singers bad.
Yeah, well, it's a no.
Maybe next week. And by that I don't mean later tonight.
Yeah, correct. We'll workshop a couple of things. We'll run it, through the trades.
Just let me do the baseline. You can have the tenor.
All right. Well, that's really where I live, so.
Question of the week is from Robert this week from our Slack community.
Doesn't Robert live right next door to Greg? Why can't he just knock on your door and ask a question?
I mean, that does happen.
All right.
Robert says, and everyone in the Attic channel seem to agree, please, as a group, go through the 12 days of Christmas and choose an appropriate Pokemon substitute. Example, 8 Miltank swirling, 7 Squirtles squirting. You don't have to sing it, but you could. I emojis or eyes emoji.
Here's the problem that I'm having currently. The Pokemon Christmas album, Pokemon Christmas Bash, already does the 12 days of Christmas that I can't break out of my head because every time I think I'm like, oh, no, they did that one. Granted, their 12 Days of Christmas one is terrible. It starts on the 12th day of Christmas, a trainer sent to me, which is kind of clever, and then it goes real downhill from there.
Okay, so...
But it ends with, and I'll say this, and this one I'm kind of okay with, it ends with, and a far-fetched with great agility, which is kind of cute.
Okay.
But the rest is hot garbage.
That's good. So two things. One, I don't remember that carol at all. I'm aware of it, but I don't remember.
Oh, well, don't you worry, because you've got two dudes here who have it tattooed onto their brain.
Okay, yep. And number two is that carol is restricted to Gen 1 Pokemon. And
the original, that version, yes.
Yes.
We do have a plethora.
We do have a wider variety now, so it can be updated. But I'm just saying that as a personal obstacle I'm trying to overcome is I'm trying to shove that version out of my head. So we can focus on, two P-doves instead of whatever one they did in the Christmas Bash, which I won't bring up for copyright reasons.
Okay, so let's say we were doing the real Christmas Carol, which I'm actually not extremely familiar with. It starts at 12. What is the 12 in a real Christmas?
12 Lords a-leaping.
No, 12 Drummers drumming.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Lords Leaping is the good one, but that's at 10.
12 Drummers Drummin'.
Which I was thinking 12's Explouding?
No.
But it doesn't
I would
work.
Say 12 Snorlax Belly Drumming.
Oh, that's a good one.
Belly, 12 Snorlax Belly Drumming. I don't know if
you can just do 12 Snorlax Drummin', because we know the belly drum is a thing.
Yeah, but...
Like, a belly drum Snorlax is solid.
Is Snorlax the one known for belly drumming? I feel like that's more of like a Hariyama.
Yeah, but Hariyama doesn't fit at all.
So much for a short episode.
It's Robert's fault.
12 Hitmonchan punching.
Well, I kind of wanted to stay with the theme of drumming.
Okay.
Right? To stay close to the original.
Are there not other music Pokemon? Or like Ludicolo? Like 12...
Yeah, but specifically to the drumming.
All right.
Right. And who's known for doing belly drum? Like belly drum Snorlax, that's a thing.
Yeah. Right. Well, Darumaka. Darumaka belly drums. 12 Darumaka drumming.
Yeah, and for all the people who skipped Gen 5, they have no idea what those words are that you just said.
True. Chespin can learn belly drum by breeding.
No comment.
I'm sold on 12 Snorlax Drummond.
Okay.
We're going to do 12 Snorlax Drummond.
All right. And then we have, what is 11?
11 Pipers Piping.
11 Pipers Piping.
Piping.
Hmm? I'm going right to Chadot here.
12, no, 11 Chadot Chatting?
Chatting, yeah.
I could go with that.
All right.
Although it's kind of like a bird, but so I was thinking, what's more of like a pipey kind of Pokemon?
11 Toucanon Glaring?
No. What goes like toot toot toot?
I don't know of any Pokemon that goes toot toot toot.
Pikapek? Pikapek peaks.
Pikapek, yeah.
Pikapek. 11 Pikapek pecking?
Peaking?
No, that's terrible. I'm still good with 11 Chadot chatting.
Yeah.
Like, that actually fits.
Yeah, we can do it. That's, okay.
All right.
Chat it up.
All right. What do we... 10 is the Lords of Leapin'?
10 Lords of Leapin'.
Okay.
10 Hitmonlee Leeings.
What about 10 Mareep Jumpin'?
Cause, like, how about... 10 Lopunny Leaping.
So originally I was thinking Greninja Leaping.
Okay.
It's kind of like a, it's got that ninja vibe to it.
10 Greninja Ninja-ing?
No, because that's not a verb.
It is. Well, a leaping isn't really a verb either.
Sure it is.
Lords a leaping?
Make it fancy, but.
A leaping.
10 Greninja a Ninja-ing?
What about Go-Goat leaps over the fences in X and Y?
What's its evolve form?
That is Skidoo into Go-Goat.
Yeah, but the thing is, think of it.
10 Skidoo skipping?
No, 10 Greninja leaping. See? It works.
Oh, yeah, Greninja
leaping.
I feel like you're stretching it here.
You don't understand how English works. Robert is studied poetry in college, he will get me.
Yeah, I will sign off on 10 Greninja leaping.
Greninja leaping.
Leaping.
Yes.
Leaping.
All right, I'll let you have
it. We'll take it to New York. What are those Greninja doing? They're a leaping.
What
are you talking about? Ladies dancing.
What's the Alolan bird, the dancy bird?
Oricorio.
Nine. That's a lot of syllables.
Ori Corio.
You've run out.
It's a mouthful.
Nine Ori Corio. Yeah, Ori Corio is too long.
Who's another dancing Pokemon?
Meloetta.
Yeah.
She's a singing Pokemon.
Yeah, but she switches to dance form.
Oh, true.
Best of both worlds.
Corellia dances.
Oh, I like that.
Nine Corellia.
Dancing.
Nine Corellia dancing.
Yep.
That works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight maids of milking, which is 8 milk tanks.
Yeah.
We're
milk tanks rolling.
Can I ask what it was in the Christmas one?
8 maids of milking.
No, I mean the Pokemon Christmas one. I'm sorry.
Oh, in the Pokemon Christmas medley is 8 mucks a mucking.
All right. See where they
okay, went. So their 10 is 10 tentacruling.
It's a little
terrible.
A little bad.
Verbing it up left and
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're just being terrible.
Okay,
so we're doing 8 miltanks of milking.
Okay. And then 9.
So then it's 7 swans of swimming.
Oh, we're on 7 swans of swimming. Isn't the obvious one Swanna?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
7 swannas a swimming.
7 swannas swimming.
Yeah.
6 geese a laying.
We don't have a goose Pokemon?
No.
No. But we have Goodra.
Hey. Okay.
What is it? 6 Goodra gooing?
I mean, all Pokemon can lay eggs, technically.
True.
So, I mean, that would be 6 Chanseys a laying. I still kind of like 6 Goodra's gooing because it's got Gooey as a hidden ability.
Yeah, but now I feel like you're in the mucking territory.
Yeah,
true,
but that...
True.
But goo is a thing.
It's not a verb.
None of these are verbs. let's be real.
It's 6...
6 lick-a-tongue slicking?
Six, ooh, I kind of like that. Six geese a-laying.
Six slack off
slacking. Yeah.
Okay.
It also gets the concept of laying there.
All right. Yeah. All right.
And it hits two.
I can buy into this.
Six slack off slacking. Then it's five golden rings, which is just going to be five
gold tepigs.
Well, it could be also, like, they do what the only good one. This is the only good one they have in the Christmas melody, which is five gold dean. And it fits really well.
That is good.
I mean,
you can go,
if you want to be a Gen 1-er.
Well, we don't have any Gen 1 right now. Well, we have Snorlax.
We start with Gen 1. Five gold dean. Yeah, that's good. Five.
Or we could change it to five gold duck, but duh.
Gold ducks.
No, gold dean's better because everybody's going to chime in on that part. You're going to sing
five
that loud.
Five gold tepigs. There you go.
No.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Also, gold tepig?
It's shiny.
Is it?
Is tepig shiny?
No, I don't know. Why not?
No.
It's the new type of shiny that's even rarer than shiny.
We're going back to the classic. We're giving a nod. We're doing five goldie.
Okay.
Moving on.
Four.
Calling birds.
See, that's where your chatot should fall in.
No.
Oh, actually, shiny tepig is golden.
You can easily do four calling snow runs.
No!
That doesn't even have the right count of syllables.
No.
Birds. Is it birds? One or two syllables? Birds.
Four calling birds.
One.
What are all of our possible birds? Are any of them decent?
Fletchling.
Well, we want songbirds.
Right.
Oricorio.
No, five calling oricorio? Mm-mm.
No. Is Tropius a thing? Is Starly a thing?
Starly?
Starly? Oh, no, Starly's terrible.
Pidgey, Starly, Spearow. They're all two syllables.
Yeah.
Four calling Rowlet? No.
No, too many. Dartrix, too many.
Many. Four calling Arkin? No, that's terrible.
Four
calling Combi?
Please don't make noise.
Yeah, why would Combi call?
I don't know. Not after that bad date.
Why don't their
talk about my life. Thanks, Greg. Let's not take it personal here.
Noctu? Four psychic Noctu?
Oh, see, now I just got another great one for five. Five Vespa Queen.
Oh, five Vespa Queen is very
good.
See,
it's good.
Should we change it from Goldeen to Vespa Queen?
What about?
Wait, we're putting this back up to vote.
No, people can insert whichever one they prefer. Five gold Tepigs, five Vespa Queen.
It's never going to be Tepig. It's either five Vespa Queen or five.
Maybe
gold
in your house. In my house, we do the traditional five gold Tepigs.
That's not traditional. That is an abomination of the spirit.
Yeah.
Is four Rayquaza something?
Rayquaza, please.
Rayquaza. Leviosa.
Are we on four?
We're on four.
Yes. Wait,
what was birds. Four calling birds. What about, so birds is one syllable. I got some one syllable Pokemon here. How about this? Four calling Shinx.
Wait.
No.
Wait, I've got it better. Ready?
Yes.
Four Choreo.
Four calling Throws.
No.
I kind of like that.
Four
Choreo.
Four Okorio actually fits the tune if we just want to leave it Okorio.
Four calling Clinks.
See,
no.
I like that too.
That's five, first of all.
Clink?
Four is,
Clink is
four
a...
calling birds. Like, no, the tune is four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
Oh.
So you're not going to. You
four
can't say,
calling Clinks, three French hens, two. See, it works. Clink is one syllable.
Four Okorio.
Four Okorio, three French hens. Four Okorio or four calling Clinks. Which do you want?
Well, you decide.
I like the Clinks.
All right. Four Clinks calling Clinks. All right. Is it calling or is four sparking Clinks better?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
sparking Clinks.
That's good. Four sparking Clinks.
Four sparking Clinks.
Okay.
Three French hens.
Hens is also one syllable, right?
Yes. So true. Is French.
Three.
I would say in the originals, they do three ekens, which is terrible.
Three slippy seals.
No, it's too many syllables. It's only two. You only get two syllables. You got to be very parsimonious here.
Two French hens.
Three French hens.
Three French hens.
What's a two-syllable Pokemon?
No, hens is a one-syllable.
Three Geodude.
No, but French is also a syllable.
Yeah, so you could do
Geodude
like,
is a three-syllable.
Three Carbink.
Exactly, something like that.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Like three Chincho.
Yeah.
Three Chingling. That's kind of Christmassy. A little bell in there.
Three Chingling.
Yeah, Chingling's pretty good.
That's good. I
three
like...
Chingling. All right. Two turtle doves.
You could do two Geodude right
no,
there.
Yeah, two, I like two Geodudes. Right
two Turtwigs.
Ooh,
no,
two
Turtwigs. It's not enough syllables. Now we have to have three syllables.
What?
Yeah, we do.
Turtle doves is three syllables.
Yeah.
Three
so two
Geodudes.
No, that's terrible. Two
well,
turtle
you could say
doves.
Torterra. Mm-hmm. See, Geodude has the right emphasis.
Yeah,
yeah
there.
But
two
Gen
Geodudes.
One. What about two Delphox?
No, it has to be three syllables.
Two Fennekin.
Two Larvitar.
Two Fennekin fits, but it doesn't.
Two Fennekin. Three
Fennekin
Larvitar.
It's pretty good because it's.
Because it's like a Twiggies. I don't know what that meant. Erase the last 3 seconds. Because it
what
eats
about,
twigs and Detective Pikachu.
What about two Tyrantrum?
No.
What?
Two.
No, I think the emphasis is on the wrong syllable with that one.
Yeah, true. Two Caracosta.
That's four syllables.
Cara.
You need something that's three syllables with the emphasis on the last syllable.
Well, I mean, we're going two Geodudes because it's like the only one.
Nah, wait.
Sure, there's another one.
What about two Roggenrola?
No,
that's
like
four syllables.
We're really dipping into Gen 5 here.
Let's go Gen 6. Let's just take it right out there.
Okay. Who is in Gen 6?
Two Togedemaru.
God, stop. Never do that again. Who's in Gen 6? Why am I drawing a blank on Gen 6?
Gen 6, you got Fletchlinger, Talonflame, Fennekin, Chespin, Frogadier.
Two Talonflame.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
there
two Talonflame
go.
Is good.
There you go.
All right. And then one.
And then a partridge and a pear tree. No, it's and a. This is just one.
And a Farfetch'd with
agility, which is from the original, which we're not doing.
Oh, okay.
With great agility. So we're going to do something else. But it can be anything. Because it's a partridge.
What's a partridge? Is that just a bird?
It's a bird. And a partridge.
But it's two syllables.
Tree.
Two syllables.
Okay. We got a lot of birds in here. Does it have to be a
and
bird?
And a tapping covered in gravy.
It could be like and a dead end in a rock gym. Although Dedenne is three syllables.
An ash kissing a latia.
No. And a lick of tongue just for me.
I mean, that's kind of scary.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
Because you always think lick of tongue is funny.
It is funny. It's a good Pokemon.
Let's do something real like Gen 7.
We got some Gen 7s, didn't we?
Where?
How about an Milotic under the sea?
Nobody likes Milotic.
Milotic. And a... Necrozma,
does
that work?
We did have four Choreo, didn't we? Hmm.
What did you... What?
Does Necrozma work?
And
no,
a Necrozma,
nobody wants Necrozma
eating
as
the
a
light.
Gift. And Giratina taking my soul. Oh. What?
And a Darkrai.
One Darkrai. What's the original?
And
partridge
a partridge
in a pear
tree.
And a Dedenne warming me up.
It's not a fire type.
Dedenne could easily plug its tail into a blanket well and could turn it into an electric blanket. That's how Pokemon
Nobody uses
works.
Electric blankets anymore. They cause cancer.
Okay. All right. And a Togetmaru.
Oh my god, you're so bad with syllables. What if we reversed the concept and said, like, and an executor in a combi?
No.
Although combi sounds good for the rhyme.
Yeah.
What about Pancham? What about Spritzy?
But why do you have to do all these Pokemon that nobody likes?
Because they're on the
Pokemon. But they're not partridges, right?
Because they're on this cup in front of me.
Oh my lord! Is that how you do things? You just look at what's on your desk and call it out.
Look, there's 800 Pokemon. Sometimes you forget a couple.
What Pokemon can I see from where I'm sitting? Oh, there's Deoxys.
Is there something with and a Blissey healing me? And a Chansey healing me.
I like that.
I like Blissey more than Chansey.
And a Blissey healing me.
And an Audino being shiny.
No. It's Blissey.
It's Blissey.
But Audino is way cooler than Blissey.
And an Audino mega form. It's only the type that's worth it. Otherwise, Audino's hot trash.
No, it's good for leveling up.
It is.
And a Heliolisk.
No, we're out. Stop.
We finished this.
And a Crabrawler brawling me.
Robert, go home.
So we're sticking with an Blissey healing me. That's what we're doing.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I have them all written down.
All right, are we going to sing it?
You are not, no.
Okay.
I mean, you don't even know the tune.
you're not wrong.
Like, that's like an invitation for unsubscribe, delete.
All right, are you guys gonna do it?
I mean, Greg can. I wasn't writing them down.
Oh, I did. I can do it.
Okay.
So, on the 12th day of Christmas, a trainer sent to me 12 Snorlax drumming, 11 Chatot chatting, 10 Greninja a leaping. 9 Krillia
Ninja
dancing.
Leaping.
Yeah, that's a real tough one. 8 Miltank milking. 7 Swanna swimming. 6 Slackoff slacking.
That one's good.
5 Goldeen.
Or
5 Bespoquen.
No Tepig. 4 Sparking clink. 3 Chingling, 2 Talonflame, and a Blissey healing me.
Shiny.
No! Get out with that shiny Audino. Alright, that was... You all can have your life back. Sorry for ruining your holiday.
How did that question take 25 minutes?
Because we argued.
I told you.
Well... Give us our Pokemon of the Week.
Well, here we go for another half hour to 45 minutes.
We just like literally thought of every Pokemon, so we're primed.
And yet, you're
we
not
going
to get this one.
Oh, gosh. It's a Hawaiian one, isn't it?
No.
Doricorio.
Heatran.
If only it could be so easy. All right,
go.
There is no Pokemon that reflects the Hawaiian Islands more than this week's Pokemon. If you ask any Hawaiian which creature is the most common on the islands, this one will assuredly be in everyone's top 5. I recently took a rideshare service in downtown Honolulu to go to Young's Fish Market, one of the places where you can get the best Hawaiian food in Oahu. I had a discussion with the driver about slowing food. I don't know why I put slowing there. About allowing food in the car, and she absolutely refused to allow it. No food, no drinks. She provided an extensive explanation that this Pokemon is so common in Hawaii that even a drop of sugar will draw it out. While this Pokemon cannot breed, the real-life version is able to reproduce using parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis means that the creature's egg does not have to be fertilized in order for it to grow into a full new creature. Since there is no genetic intermingling, these offspring will always be female. While a parthenogenetic community can survive for several generations, it will eventually degrade as there is no genetic diversity. The last move that this Pokemon can learn by leveling up is Speed Swap. Speed Swap exchanges the Pokemon's base speed with its target. Any speed stat changes are not included. If the Pokemon using Speed Swap is holding a Psychium Z, so the move becomes Z Speed Swap, the user's speed will increase by one stage as it uses the move. Who's that Pokemon?
I got it.
Really?
Yes.
I don't.
Ooh, rare treat.
I got it because it's one of my favorite Pokemon. But when you said no breeding, that instantly narrowed it down to pretty much most Ultra Beasts. Because they cannot breed in a low, or they cannot breed. And then when you said a single speck of sugar would draw this breed out, it reminded me instantly of insect Pokemon, specifically roaches, specifically Pheromosa.
Greg, what is your guess?
So I wanted it to be Cutiefly, but I think I do have to agree that it's probably Pheromosa. But then I was like, okay, but is Pheromosa only female?
Oh, no, Pheromosa has no gender at all.
Yeah.
It is correct that it is Pheromosa that is the Pokemon of the week. But I just was going on about parthenogenesis to confuse you guys. But it is true that female cockroaches can, their eggs can grow into new cockroaches without having to be fertilized. So they can survive for a while if they don't have any males around.
Yuck.
And cockroaches are notorious in Hawaii.
Yeah, they are.
Are they? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Some
and
trivia.
Lizards and frogs.
Gross.
We call them geckos, thank you.
Some trivia here. Pheromosa is the highest base speed stat of all fighting Pokemon. And in Sun and Moon, Pheromosa has a catch rate of 255 and a base experience yield of 114.
So I just have one question for you. Did you really catch Shiny Pheromosa?
Yeah, in one? I don't believe you. Is that clipped? I think that's a doctored clip.
Oh, man.
Do you know that a raspberry can help catch? Pheromosa may be based
on the
American
cockroach. You picked your own job.
Do you want me to do a small rant about shiny hunting?
That sounds like year-end wrap-up stuff.
No, that's quick. There are just some shiny hunters that believe that the shiny charm or wormhole hunting or whatever devalues shinies, which is already a weird word to use because, like, digital creatures in a game don't really have any value. But They're under the impression that, like, the longer the hunt is, the more rewarding a Pokemon is, like, because you've suffered and gone through weeks
Again,
and months.
It's the stupid value of time. It's the fact that people consider something that took longer oddly more valuable, and it's, like, bizarre.
I always kind of bring up Pheromosa, and Pheromosa quickly became one of my favorite Pokemon. I already liked it because of the trading card game. Not that it's particularly good, but it had at least some uniqueness in the TCG, but Pheromosa quickly became one of my favorite Pokemon because when I was looking for a Zerkatree, I ended up in a Pheromosa wormhole, and I was like, well, I might as well check it. I mean, I'm looking for Zerkatree, but I might as well check this Pheromosa, and it popped up, and I was like, oh, I remember it being black, but that's... I guess that, oh my goodness, that's shiny. And it's like one of my favorite shinies that I've ever gotten. And it is the complete opposite of what, you know, some shiny hunters believe as, like, you know, oh, this means the world to me because I spent 2 years looking for it. Like, Pheromosa means the world to me, not because I worked hard for it, because it was such a surprise, right? It was like winning the lottery. It was being lucky. It's like what all shiny hunting really is being lucky. So I always use Pheromos as my argument that, like, just because something's long doesn't mean that it's... doesn't equate, like, time of doing something does not always equate to enjoyment of said thing. Because let me tell you, I've spent almost 2 weeks on Frillish. I don't want to ever see another Frillish again.
I mean, Frillish is an awesome Pokemon.
It's okay.
Also, news update, I am almost finished with Detective Pikachu. I played a heck of a lot of that on them airplanes.
Oh, man. Almost finished?
Good job.
Very curious what you think of the ending. Maybe we can talk about it this weekend.
I'll have to start.
Wait, what? Can you tell me what location you're at?
I am on the cruise ship.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Which should be the second to last chapter.
Yes. I think the cruise ship is also one of the longer chapters. No, that like TV station is very long.
Yeah, it is. I messed up on the cruise ship. I didn't get one of the auction items.
Oh, I don't think I got any because I didn't realize how the auction actually worked properly.
Oh.
Don't worry, it doesn't change the outcome of that story.
Okay.
Regular Pheromosa is all white. Shiny Pheromosa is white and black. Greg, how do you feel about its shuffle icon?
Does it have a shuffle icon?
It does. I was surprised.
I think every Pokemon except... Oh, I wonder if... I don't think the Ultra Sun and Moon stuff has.
I mean, the shuffle icon is very good, although I get easily confused by it because my eyes switch the lines in front, so it looks like it's wearing a veil to then in back of its neck, and it keeps popping between the two. So I get a little freaked out looking at it, but like once my eyes settle on the proper way, I really like it.
Stack Attacker does not have a shuffle icon.
Oh, yeah, that means Shuffle 2 is coming.
I looked up Poiple, and Poiple does not, so it looks like Sun and Moon is... when they stopped. Genderless bug fighting, beast boosts. I think we've talked about how Ultra Beasts are... I don't know. I feel like maybe not enough time has passed, but have you guys soured on Ultra Beasts? Is it weird that they're not like technically legendary or mythical? They're just kind of their own thing.
I'm in a weird place because I've kind of put Sun and Moon away. I love playing Let's Go and how it's so back to basics and everything, and I'm kind of in a back to basics phase of my life, especially because, you know, my other passion, Card Fight Vanguard, has done something very similar of going back to basics. So I'm like happy I have them in my collection, and that's where they can live.
I like them from a lore standpoint. I like them from just it's another thing that exists and they aren't easily classified. I don't know that I want more of them. Like I think the whole Ultra Wormhole and that plot line was very good for the Sun and Moon series. And I think like, okay, we did that plot line and there's no need to make more. Although I do think that one positive is whether you like the designs or not, I think they took very big risks with those designs and really freed up themselves to make a wider variety of things going forward. So
I 100% agree.
I tend to think they're a net positive, but I don't want to necessarily see more of them in more games.
I like them.
I mean, nothing's going to get cuter than Poiple, so we're kind of done.
Yeah, Poiple's pretty good.
Poiple's? I mean, Victini is cuter than Poiple, but whatever.
Those are fighting words. Poiple's pretty good.
Victini wants to help you. Poiple wants to poison you.
You're not wrong.
And Christmas poison there will be.
Yay! Merry Poisonmas.
Now there's a holiday I can get behind.
Well, I think that's our episode. I think that is that. I hope everyone has a good end of the year. 2008.
Hey, we haven't done the year-end wrap-up one yet.
That's true, but maybe they won't listen to it till after the end of the year.
So if you're not going to listen to when it comes out, Happy New Year.
Happy
New Year.
And we'll be back next week with email-only shows. So again, we're recording these in the same night. So if you were like, but breaking news happened.
Yeah, not to us.
Too bad, so sad, I guess. But thank you guys for listening. And we will definitely see you guys next week. If you are celebrating the holidays, be safe, of course. Keep up with us. the rest of 2018 and the start of 2019. You can find Greg on Twitter at White Wing. You can follow Will on Twitter at Wash in the Sink. And you can follow myself on Twitter at Dragging a Lake. Of course, you can follow the podcast at Twitter on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. Daily Twitch streams minus Sunday, twitch.tv/PKMNcast. Also, I will be doing a 12-hour stream on Christmas with Irene. She probably won't be there the whole 12 hours, but she'll be doing some stuff on stream. So if you want to sneak away from your family, if you're listening to this podcast thinking, man, I wish this show was longer because Grandma Linda is really not entertaining anymore and she keeps asking me when I'm getting married, then you can sneak away from Grandma Linda and I'll be streaming with Irene. We'll be doing some Pokemon and maybe some other stuff on Christmas. So look, no one likes their family. We all realize this. So you can join me there. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Of course, as always, this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. And we are
super effective.
Super Golden Tepe.
Nice. Hooray. Hooray.
Just for you.
I appreciate it.
Mele Klikimaka.
Oh, Mele Klikimaka.
Stopping recording.
A big shout out to the producers of this show, starting with Kevin, Cygnus, Robert, Ivan, Jeff, Pat Matrick, Catherine, and Alex. Thank you so much for your support and supporting It's Super Effective. If you would also like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to patreon.com/itssupereffective, or even easier, isc.cash. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.